always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up, man? Check it out, man. This is what we're going to do, man. We're going to get it in with Tony Stone. It's an interview that we just did. I hope y'all enjoy this show. Hey, actually, all the beats that I'm going to be spinning in the middle is some beats by Tony Stone. So go check them out at handsuponline.com. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Don Christian, and I'm joined by DJ Kingdom 7 on the phone today. What's up, Kingdom?
What's up, bro? How you doing today?
Man, I'm good. I'm glad that you could at least be with me today, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been struggling the past couple shows, man, trying to get it in without Kingdom, man. I'm like, man.
Yeah, it's that man called Sam that he got me going right now.
Okay. Now, that's what's up, man. So, Kingdom 7, man, how's everything with you and the fam, man? What's good with y'all over there?
Oh, man, everything's lovely right here, man. You know, doing my transition and everything. Trying to get it in before, you know, I make that big transition. But other than that, man, I'm ready to do this. You know, I'm in with my fam here on the line, and we're going to get it in.
That's what's up, man. So you know what it is. We excited. Who we going to interview today, Kingdom? Who we got?
Oh, man, we got... We're going to do some soul fishing today, you know what I'm saying, with my man Tony Stone of Hands Up Music Production.
Okay, that's what's up. See, and I'm going to say this right now. Kingdom 7 always stay on point. He actually didn't just say Tony Stone, but he said the name of the new company that Kingdom Tony Stone is putting together, Hands Up. You guys want to check that out. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about his internships. We're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about what he eat and everything, man. We're excited to get it in with one of the premier producers in Christian hip-hop, man. I mean, he's been around for a long time, and he's not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Kingdom 7. Have you heard some of Tony Stone's music before, man?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Off the bat, I want you to tell the people what they should expect when they hear a track produced by Tony Stone.
Oh, man. Hearing a track by Tony Stone, man, this brother comes at you so many ways. I mean, he's very diverse, you know, so it's kind of hard to really put him in a box. Because he thinks and his music is so out the box,
yeah,
that it can reach all men.
Okay, so that's what you hear. You're going to get an out-of-the-box experience. No out-of-the-body experiences, but out the box. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what's up. Hey, we got a lot of brand-new music that I'm going to be spinning today. Thank you for sending in your music. All the cats that sent it in a couple of weeks ago, I got you today. We've been really on the grizzly, man. So I'm going to go to this first song by the homie SM Soldier. The song is called Gentleman Music. You know what I'm saying? So this is for the ladies. Check. This is the checklist. Make sure they fit. You did? Let's check that out on Yada, the King.
The King.
Radio.
Radio.
Let me get the door for you. Walk you to the right. I got the car door too. Anything to prove it, you with me. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. I'm a gentleman. When we at the restaurant, walking right beside you as you hold my arm. Anything to prove and you and me, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I'm a gentleman.
You ain't gotta worry about a thing. You in the presence of a gentleman. Yeah. I had a mama who taught me how to simple can. Make a different smile. I love your dimples, ma'am. I'ma put that ring on the finger next to your middle and I'm just playing. This is the first date, and only one thing on my mind, and it ain't first base. Thinking how you such a lady, from my first shake. It swept me off my feet, something like an earthquake.
Let me get the door for you. Walk you to the right, I got the car door too. Anything to prove it, you and me. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. I'm a gentleman. When we at the restaurant, walking right beside you as you hold my arm. Anything to prove it, you and me. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. I'm a gentleman.
Now we done pulled up to the spot. Let me open up your car door. Yeah. It's kinda chilly, stay close, that's what this arm for. I ain't the type of dude that's out here trying to lawnmower. That means to play the field, but I'm trying to get an encore. So beautiful, hair did, makeup right away. You wear them heels, girl, looking like you taking flight. I put you in the same category as Jacob's wife. You're worth waiting on, it's gonna be hard to say goodnight. The end of the night, let me walk you to your front door. I kiss you on your cheek, I don't want more. Your boy's a gentleman, but most important, I'm a Christian. If you think it's about to go down, you got it twisted. And I'ma call you tomorrow, and we can make plans. And eat that chocolate I gave you, forget your waistband. It's only a dog want a bone. And by the way, I appreciate you reaching for the check, but when you're with me, I'm paying alone.
Walk you to the right, I got the car door too. Anything to prove you with me, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I'm a gentleman. When we at the restaurant, walking right beside you as you hold my arm. Anything to prove you with me, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I'm a gentleman.
For our Lord, same gratitude. Nothing changed, still magnify his magnitude. Eating the meat from his word, no rabbit food. Still serving, just a servant in the mouthpiece. Can still catch us with a mic, get an outreach. Still thankful by the way God's chosen me. You fly me out and I'll still do a show for free. Some people fronted on me, saw some people come and go. They wanna be superstars, I'm just trying to grow. Ain't here to tickle ears or compromise to please the crowd. On my Stephen, Peter, John, thinking out loud. Bitterness done got the best of them. Critiquing everything we doing, but we still blessing them. Praying for you, feeling boy, I'm the body first. Content with reaching who I reach, but ain't chilling. See the body work, same mission, same movement, new position, same blueprint. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, dying, live by the word. Same mission, same movement, new position, same blueprint. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, dying, live by the word.
Still pressing for humility, a biblical community. I want to demonstrate a text. My deal don't mean a hill of beans. If it shrivels my spirit, man, in any way, cause it's still a fight and a struggle many days. But it's in God I trust, not my finances. Money won't prevent ministry, I'll take my chances. Doing free shows, I got a wide shoe, I can't win. Cause the heart of many Christian rappers want mansions. A Christian rap deal is surrounded by smoking mirrors. Money doesn't equate to how perceptible you are. Still living in Natty, only been to Philly twice. Rap still comes after my kids. My first concern is being in God's will. I won't sacrifice my fam for the game. Yeah, I'll get a job still. If I have to, I'll swallow my pride. Come on. Look out for part two, I ain't got nothing to hide.
Same mission, same movement, new position, same blueprint. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, dying, live by the word. Same mission, same movement, new position, same blueprint. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, dying, live by the word.
In 2007, I was Still up on the campus with my book bag and a Bible, trying to balance all of my classes. Got involved with the ministry, started reaching out to the masses, performing at all of the open mics. Stevie G, that was classic. Back then I would never be magic, me ever becoming an artist, or signing a deal with a record label, but I'm still a servant. Regardless, to be honest, I could care less if my CD tops the charts. Yeah. If the image that I'm representing isn't a reflection of what's in my heart.
What's in my heart is a daily devotion, going deeper, focus, quoting. Who much is given, much is required. Look, I notice, they say I'm crazy. The price is infinite, since we're intimate daily, I'm instrument. Stage is never my significance. Innately, still on that block with four spiritual laws in my pocket. Bringing all the joy, no chocolate, gospel sweet. Prayer closet off my feet, I still in the seat. And I'm in between the movements that touch the degree.
It's ministry.
Same mission, yeah. Same movement, yeah. New position, yeah. Same blueprint, yeah. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, die and live by the word. Same mission, yeah. Same movement, yeah. New position, yeah. Same blueprint, yeah. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, die and live by the word.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHartPublishing.com.
Hunter Hart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I would like to invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
The song right there was from Young Josh featuring K-Drama Level 316. The song is called The Same Movement. I'm glad they put that joint together so cats know that, hey, everybody on the movement is a part of the same movement, and that's really what it's about. And if you ain't a part of Cross Movement, you still part of the Cross, and we got somebody that's a part of the Cross. Right, Kingdom 7?
That's right. We got him in.
That's what's up. So we got T-Stone. He's with us, man. And Kingdom 7, I'm going to let you handle this.
All right, bro. T-Stone, this is part of the show, man, that we ask you about your testimony and things that's happening going on in your life, musically, emotionally, and things of that nature.
That's good. Man, yeah, that's, man, you want me to start back at 18 when the Lord saved me?
Yes.
Start it wherever you want it, bro.
Yeah, that's good, man. It's crazy because I grew up in a home where my mother, she always brought me to church, and man, I thank God for that because it really exposed me to a lot of the things of God in the Bible. But I wasn't a believer, you know. I was a kid, just, you know, in church. I was that dude, you know, in church, not a believer. And it wasn't until age 18, man, the Lord just rocked my world as I was reading. Gospel of Matthew. And the Lord just began to show me, like, how sinful I was and how, like, I needed Jesus. Like, like none of that like fake stuff. Like I needed Jesus, and like, man, something just happened as I was reading the Gospel of Matthew. Like, he just opened my eyes, and like Jesus just became like important to me. Like, before he wasn't really that attractive, but like as I just started reading Matthew, like something happened, man, like inside, and like Jesus became attractive. And it just changed, it rocked my world, man. It changed everything. And it was at that point in time that the Lord just started me up, like, doing music, like, in Christian hip-hop.
Wow.
And this was around, this was 2001. And so I was already, like, making beats and stuff like that. I was the dude that was, like, you know, busting freestyles in the hallway, you know, busting the beats for the freestylers in the hallway. You know, so I was always into music, but like after that happened, man, like it just changed everything, and the Lord just started sending artists my way, man, and the rest is history, man. But yeah, it's crazy, man. Just as of recent, man, God's doing a lot, man. I really have a desire to see just like good, solid churches, man, just like popping up in urban communities, man. Like I have a heavy desire for that. I moved out to Nashville, actually, and I'm doing this training. And as a matter of fact, this Saturday will be like the last session of a year-long training. And it's basically it's just church planting training. Like, it just teaches you a whole bunch of stuff that's necessary, just theology, church planting, just all this type of stuff, that just the nitty-gritty type of stuff you need to know.
Right.
So I've been doing that, man. And like, so really what's been going on in my life right now has just been seeing how music is a great platform for communicating to individuals, and it's a good platform for attracting attention, also for and giving credibility to a messenger who has more to say than just what may be on his CD. And so, man, I'm real interested to see that, just like in the next 5 years, what God may do with just, man, just rocking dudes' worlds, man. I want to see churches pop up in communities where, like, nobody would expect.
Can I get an
you
amen?
Know, I want to see, like, dudes getting saved, dudes, like, I want to see young men learning how to be godly men.
Yeah.
You know, like, Lord, where the only example they ever saw was, like, some dude who, like, didn't care about them. Like, where that's the only example they saw, and these men are growing up to be godly men, taking responsibility for the next generation of godly men. You know, like, I want to see that, man. So,
yeah.
Really what's been going on in my life has just been just trying to soak up the Word of God, man, just reading the Bible, digging in with my wife, man, like, not leaving my wife behind. It's so easy to, like, to be a man all about leading, and you leading everybody else but your wife, man, like, so, like for me, it's just been, like, this huge emphasis on, like, man, everything that I'm learning, like, I want my wife to learn it too, man. Like, I want us to grow together. I want us to, you know, be rocked by the same things, man, and, like, be thinking the same way. So that's really just been what's going on. And music has just been a way for me to communicate to a context that I think that, you know, it's people that don't even know that there's, like, cats who love the gospel and who, you know, are like in an urban context or like think from an urban perspective.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's people that don't even know that. And so the music is huge, man, for that.
Man, dope, man. Look, check it out. We was getting it in with Tony Stone earlier, man, and I was like, man, T-Stone, what's some of your favorite joints that you've actually produced? Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go into one of your songs that you produced featuring, or actually with Jay Johnson featuring T. King, called You Can Make It. Tell the people a little bit about that joint right there, man.
Yeah, the You Can Make It joint. It's crazy, man, because, man, Jay Johnson, I know we call him Jay Johnson. To me, he's still like Jay Silent. But, he's a really talented individual. And I actually only got a chance to meet him face-to-face one time when I was in D.C. I think I was shooting a video, a track I did with R. Swift, I think it was. The video ended up not coming out, but it was still good, like, fellowshipping. It was, like, a lot of CMR cats up there, a lot of Reach Records dudes up there. We just got it in. But that was actually the only time I actually met Jay Johnson, like, face-to-face. But, man, he's just a real cool dude, real sincere cat. Like, a dude, like, I think where Jay, like, he's a dude who can communicate to like any average cat.
Right.
You know, like he's talking deep stuff, but like he's talking to like your everyday dude, and that's what I love about him, man. Like that's a skill, man. That's a gifting, man. Like to be able to talk like heavy stuff to everyday ordinary dudes. And so the song basically was a track that I sent him, and he was filling the track, and I didn't know what he did with it till the joint was done, and I was just like, yo, that was crazy, man. It was just off the chain. So it was exactly one of my favorite ones, man.
So look, let's check this out on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
TK. Every man's guilty, my music is like your plea. We all in slavery, our souls want to be free. Like 106 and Park, our hearts have the same beat. Love's a condition, we missing, it's unconditional. Like 4 hours ago, it's out your vision, it's invisible. You in that prison, just let my rhythms visit you. Music from heaven, the angels and God are missing you. It looks impossible, just close your eyes, believe. We stunt when it comes to giving, it's hardest to receive. I know you've fallen, and time is hard to retrieve. And time you'll heal, it's cool, stay on your knees. And like there is mistakes, don't you still breathe? It's know that heaven smiles upon you even when you breathe. Shit. I said just know that heaven smiles upon you even when you breathe. Soothing, no cussing, no busting guns. No rushing, no fussing, no lusting fun. It's nice and calm. But trust me, just trusting them, cousin. It is lots of fun. Cause I can always look back on life from whence I've come. Cause really, for real, you'll see it gets better with time. My music's a music fusion for you, relax your mind. My life's stressful, I just want you to chill. I know a man that truly loves you, you and him can just build. No need for Tylenol, not at all, he is your pill. You got some headaches and heartaches, cause real, he's for real. Man, I ain't got it all together, this world's tougher than leather. But my dad's a doc, no one can do it better. I'm from the old school poems and glove letters. Now I'm all cause of love, hoping that you get up. Yeah. I said the song is a call, a poem, a letter, now get up. Got a girlfriend, depression. Catch your kids on him and let them hurl him. Cause his love's warm, comfy, and cozy like a Sherlin. In this cold, cold world, I know where you at. I've been there too. Stop listening to lies, I know it's true. Your feelings you can't hide, no God knows too. And all he really wants is to know you. Said it's alright, it's okay. In your own strength you will fall, cause you're not perfect.
Try to substitute, but man, I laugh. They got kicked out faster than the code I flash.
heaven's lights is on. Sun journey back to the west, the fight is on. So while I yawn, I'm thanking God, cause I coulda, shoulda, woulda, and shoulda been gone. Yeah, and my legs are fold. Drop down to my knees as I behold that the God of the universe will come into my home. Make yourself at home, yeah, away from his home. Then I jump to my feet, feeling so elite that my chest is not hollow, but it has its heartbeat. Put a mic to my chest, you can hear my heart speak. A cup to my mouth, you will find my heart bleeding. I look for something to wear. Thank God I'm aware, I got something to wear. Wait, I'm blessed with something to wear. Dear God, bless them kids out there with no shirts on their back. Food on the table, you are the living bread. God, show that you're able. Stronger than a strong man, far from a fable. A cornerstone of pillars that keeps us all stable. It's not just another day, won't give it that label. Like a generic brand, not promoted on cable. It's fresh off the press, how can I repay you? How can I repay you? A new channel, new wave. A new avenue, home, a new pace. Yeah, rise, busy, waves, flies, and I'm saved. Yeah, you won't find my next God. Yeah, mercy sweet new, I step in my shoes. This is not a cruise, I am not confused. This turf is a battlefield and I will not lose. In the name of the king of the Jews. So I stepped out the door, shot my war clothes on, ready for a war. Yeah, I got peace, but I still got a sword. Yeah, I got joy, but I still got my armor ready to explore. Any territory not redeemed for the Lord. Cause where the spirit is, there is liberty and more. And where he is not, that cap is by the flocks. Trying to crack the combination, but no locks. So the day is at hand, and we have just one chance. Eternity's at stake, we must all advance. A lot of people leaving the day, where would they land? And am I doing all I can? A new channel, new way. A new avenue, home, a new page. Yeah. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm saved. Around. You won't find my name when they pray. A new channel, new ways. A new avenue, home, a new page. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm saved. Around. You won't find my name when they pray. Woo! Yeah. Gotta run that back again. A new channel, new wave. A new avenue, home, a new page. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm saved around. You won't find my name when they pray. A new channel, new wave. A new avenue, home, a new page. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm saved around. You won't find.
That's the homie Reflect. Brand New Day is the name of the joint. He actually is signed with Eshawn Burgundy's label. So look out for that. Look out for Dude. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk music right now with the homie, Tony Stone. The first question came from somebody in the live stream. He said, how did you come up with Hands Up Production and what are the artists you're representing?
Yeah. Hands Up Music Production is basically the whole idea is I wanted to set myself up so that in the next 5 to 10 years, I can pull back away as being just like a spotlight individual. Like my whole thing, like with Hands Up Music Production, it enables me to train other producers and bring other producers behind one whole banner that's not necessarily just always saying my name, Tony Stone. You know, so like what I want to do eventually, like I want to be able to step back and be more of like just a dude who's developing projects, and then I have a team of producers. Eventually, this is what is hopefully like in 5 or 10 years. This is what it looks like. I have a team of producers who are able to produce and bring up like a really good solid sound for like the next decade of Christian hip hop. And I still want to be involved in that because I'm so much of a hands-on dude. Yeah. But I also, I want to reproduce myself, man. Like, I don't want to just be, like, me.
Glory.
Like, I don't want the train to stop at me. I want to be able to hand Christian hip-hop off a whole new generation of producers. And so what Hands Up Music Production is kind of the way for me to kind of set up a whole production company where I could start using different individuals to work on tracks with me. And it emphasizes unity, and it decentralizes the individual as the superstar. You know, it's not the Tony Stone superstar, but it's the production team. So, like, you're going to be able to, like, in the next 6 or 7 months, most people are going to start hearing a lot of production that I've done, like, in a co-production context, where you're hearing me producing, but it's me with other individuals bringing in their gifts and talents, putting together music, and it's going to be great, man. Like, I think it's going to be a whole new generation. And as far as the artists that are represented, I have a section on my webpage that's an artist showcase, and so you can see artists that I produce for. But as far as the artists that I actually represent at this point, it's two groups. One is an artist and one is a group. And one is a singer from New York named Santina. And you guys are going to hear more about her stuff later on in the year. I don't want to spoil it. Another is a group named His Work. And these are cats that I got a chance to really, really build with when I lived in VA before I moved out to Nashville. It's a group from Northern VA, D.C. area. And it's a husband and wife. Man, they love the Lord. Man, it's great to hang out with them and see the way they love each other and love Christ. I represent them as a production company.
Yeah.
And we put together an EP called We Are His Work, which actually will be on iTunes April 5th. That's a Tuesday. Grab that joint. But I worked on that project, and we put it together 2 days in the studio. We spent 30 hours. In 2 days, putting together all the instrumentation and laying the vocals in 2 days, man.
Man.
And it was crazy. Like, and what was crazy is they drove from DC to Nashville, came the same day, recorded. Like, let me tell you, my man's was like sleeping as I was working on the track. I would just wake him up to like spit his rhyme, and then he would go sleep. He'd go back to sleep. While I was doing all the edits and wake him up for his overdubs and stuff, like, yo, we doing the hook now. And he would just wake up and do the hook. And then he would fall back asleep. And I edit it and be like, yo, we doing the hook on another take, yo. You wake up again and do it. But that's for now. That's the main group that I represent. So, yeah, We Are His Work EP coming out April 5th on iTunes.
Cool. Kingdom 7, you got any questions, bro?
Yeah, man, but down. They going hard in the paint. They was really going hard in the paint.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a question for you, Tony. What is something about Tony Stone most people don't know?
Oh, man, most people, okay. I don't even know what people do or don't know. I built a robot when I was like 17 or so. I built a robot that could follow the movement of objects, and like it got so much attention that like I ended up winning like this grand prize national competition, like 500 contestants in all of like the United States of America. I won grand prize, and like they flew me to Washington D.C. and I met like some of like George Bush's like chief of staff and stuff like that, like cats like that, like. So yeah, that's people probably don't know that.
That's what's up.
That is bonkers. You was almost working for the Secret Services after that joint.
almost, man.
Wow.
And I got one more question for you, Tony. Since you know you're doing music and all, and you're talking about, you know, putting together a collab of producers to bring the music to the next. Next time. And how, you know how we sit back and you have artists, well, and songwriters, they collab together, they write a verse here, write a verse there, until it all becomes one project. Now, being that you're a producer, some producers on different levels in the music, how do you get together with another producer or producers and collab together to bring out a sound that an artist can actually feel good about and feel good about putting it out to the audience that they're trying to attract?
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. There's a couple ways of collabs that pretty much most of the collabs that you hear in Christian hip hop happen long distance. Like, that's just, and most of the collabs you hear in music in general happen long distance, mainly because technology allows for it. Like, I remember once I was working on a project, I was in VA. The artist was in Nashville. Oh, no, the artist was, I'm sorry, like in Atlanta or something like that. And the engineer was in Nashville. And we were all, like, listening in on a live session, giving input, like, right on the spot. Mm. So, like, there's, like, you can do that with technology. And then there's always, like, you know, doing things like email, just like email me a skeleton track. I start working on it, email it back. But the best way that it's worked for me is just live in the studio, like yeah. getting it in live in the studio. So I actually have, like, one way that I'm working on that is I started a, it's just kind of like an unofficial internship with Hands Up Music Production. And there's a brother that I met. I actually met him through Pro. Man, he came through to the studio once, and you know, we connected. He's a young cat, real interested in music, a believer, and so, man, and at the time I was putting together what would be like an internship, basically like a program that would help do like 30 minutes of Bible study, and then the rest of the time, like an hour and a half or so, we get it in just like working in, like, you know, Pro Tools or Ableton, or, you know, working on a track and, like, answering music questions and stuff like that. So as far as, like, building Hands Up, what I want to do, and there's another local cat that I work with as well, dude named Mike Stuckey, and actually, as a matter of fact, he did some keys on Overdose as well, on that project there. But what I try and do is I'm trying right now to connect mainly with local individuals that I'll be able to build with close one-on-one. It may not always be that we're always close proximity, but I do want that time where we can get a chance to learn each other's flavor. I've done a lot of co-production with Joseph Filosny, who's the project manager at Reach Records. He actually just moved down to Atlanta. But, like, we've done a lot of work long distance, like through email, and we've done, for a time we were sharing like studio space, we worked like that. We've done work, you know, in Atlanta together, and so now we're long distance, but we know each other's patterns well enough that we could work long distance.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all about, it's a variety of different ways, but I love the one-on-one contact, and it's a lot easier to work with an artist in the studio than it is to do it through email. Just because there's just little things, like, they just may like that last snare that you played, and they're like, oh, wait, bring that snare back. Like, you know, I have 5,000 snares, so I'm not going to send you 5,000 emails
right.
with 5,000 different snares in there. So, you know, there's certain things that just, if you're just in the studio, you can listen to, you know, 400 or 500 different sounds and be like, okay, well, actually, I like that sound. Drop it in there and work on it. So this is a different flavor, but you, again, that's part of adjusting as a producer. You got to be able to do that.
So look, let's do this, man. We're going to hop into one of your songs that you produced for Lecrae featuring Susie Rock. The song is called Battle Song. Tell them a little bit about this, and also tell them about the video that they can go watch where you actually showed how you created this joint.
You can check that out on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/illdrums2000, or just search YouTube for making of the Lecrae Battle Track. And I'll kind of give you a breakdown on that. Yeah, that song is crazy. I was actually inspired to make something like that. It kind of sounds real militant. And the reason why is actually I was watching one of my favorite TV shows, The Unit, before they canceled that joint. Man, I just love that whole, like, military sound like that. Just militant, like they call them, like, Jody's. You know, cadences and stuff like that. I love, like, that type of feel. Like, it just makes you want to get up and, like, do something. And so I was kind of inspired by that. And it was, like, one night, late night. I was still in VA. It was, like, real late night. And I was working on the track, and I'm like, yo, I got to work on a joint that's just got, like, that type of feel to it, that type of energy. And I came up with that track. And I was like, yo, I need to send this joint to Lecrae because, like, yo, this dude better take this track right here, because this joint right here is the joint. Yes. And I remember it was like, I think it was like half midnight. I went and I like woke my wife up. It was crazy. And I was like, yo, I made this track. And I think this joint right here is crazy. You know, woke up, she all like waking up in the middle of the night, like, you know, I stuck the headsets on her head. She was bobbing, she was feeling that. And I was like, okay, he passed the test. If I could wake her up in the middle of the night and she, you know, she's feeling it, then, you know, then I think it's all right. So I sent it to my man Cray, and, you know, yeah, the rest of the
system. So let's check that out here on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in.
Let's get it.
You can do it. You can do it. Hoorah! Hoorah! I love blood to you.
Tell them bring your guns out. Set my city up in flames. And yeah, though I walk through the valley of the death, yeah, my hope still remains. Whether dead or alive, this is do or die, when Christ is the gain. So raise the torches up high. Tonight we'll fight for our king.
I was tailing to snatch the mic swiftly like Ye did, and lay it down for the king like a slave bid. And they can kill us now, go get the yellow tape. Hey, put me 6 feet in the ground and watch a great escape. I promise ain't a six shooter that can keep me down. My God's so official, that's a technical foul. Was engineered in my mother's womb for God's glory. Plenty faith in the persecution is inventory. I've been spit in the face, still exhibiting grace. Kicked out many a place just for sharing my faith. My belt tight, shoes laced, plus a press plate. My war helmet on, now I got my hair straight. The battle's on, but the war is over when Jesus reigns. And for his name, I will stand the pressure and take the pain. And if they drop us, this promise we'll take him to the grave. That tonight we may die, but to die is our gain.
Tell them bring your guns out. Set my city up in flames. And yeah, though I walk through the valley of the death, yeah, my hope still remains. Whether dead or alive, this is do or die, when Christ is the gain. But it won't be us, covered in his blood, spilling out of gas.
Even if it was, let our dust blow in the wind, we win when it's done. He cries for death, thunder raps with the nun. So I am taking no prisoners, not a one. None. No, I'm not the one. I just run solar in the power of the sun. My God's a my monster. Treads on black mambas, defeats and conquer.
Tell him bring your guns out. Set my city up in flames. And yeah, though I walk through the valley of the death, yeah, my hope still remains. Whether dead or alive, this is do or die, when Christ is the gain. So raise the torches up high. Tonight we'll fight for our king.
Yeah, ready to die, notorious for our martyrs, man. We die daily and wake up and do it all again. Either we certain or we certainly insane. Bullets riddle in our frame, still we don't deny the name. Cause heaven is my home, homie, I ain't local. I'm so vocal, chords over chords. Say we tied to the Lord like chords, of course. And what a course, if I get to going in, I'm going off like kill me, I'm still going in. And God, by all means possible, give me the faith to live and die for the gospel.
Tell them bring your guns out, set my city up in flames. And yeah, though I walk through the valley of the death, yeah, my hope still remains. Whether dead or alive, this is do or die, when Christ is the gain. So raise the torches up high. Tonight we'll fight for our king.
Our king, our king.
Tonight we'll fight for our king.
Our king, our king.
Tonight we'll fight for our king.
Everything you did, and everything you done, and everywhere you've been, forget of everyone.
I feel like I'm high, don't even try. I got the wings, I swing until I know I'm fly. I can test the sky, when I'm reaching I forgot. You can testify, you can be the next in line. Tell my mama that I'm gone, tell her that I'm going home. Give my wife a kiss again, cause I ain't doing this again. I know that it hurts, for what it's worth, I do not belong to earth or this universe. When life is finished, it's finished, ain't no turning back. The light is bright as the dentist when you're on your back. I know that I'm saved, I know I'm a slave. Yeah, I disobeyed, but God got me out my grave. And I bet I could've done far better, but a dumb hard-headed rebel started his forever today. It's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You would never see my soul. I roll out my misery. Dreams every night and every morning. They don't see this way I'm going. I gotta go. It's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You would never see my soul. I roll out my misery. I said you would see, cause heaven is sweet. I'm levitating to the sky, no room for defeat. My life can't compare, I know I'ma finish there. My mind is on heaven, your mind is on minus seven. You ready to run in fear, I'm inviting you coming here. Like on 9-11, you thought you were I Am Legend. We breathe and we gone, I need me a home. To each his own, but I can't leave him alone. Why they get a vex when I'm in the living tracks? They rather receive crack, I am giving facts. Get acting like Steven, you wanna be stoned? Grab a little bit of weed, now they on a patron. They think I'm a fraud, cause I don't run from the law. If it means it's pleasing God, then I don't get myself involved. It's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You would never see my soul. I roll out my misery. Dreams every night and every morning. They don't see this way I'm going. I gotta go. It's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You would never see my soul. I roll out my misery. I left all my baggage, even my cargo. I left the money and the clothes and my cargo. I'm living evidence, cross the bridge where heaven is. This toes irrelevant, tippy toe where I never been. How I made my father proud, but before I'm not allowed. I am speechless, though I got a lot of mouth. Angels carry me, I know you need therapy. When you got food on your table without any charity. So am I crazy? You are welcome to my dream. The hard drive that crashed the glass of your high beams. I am a witness to greatness. I'm giving roses to every empty vase. And I'ma look at their faces. Stand on the cloud and being crowded by angels. The way I wish to, yes. Me. I know that you disagree. You would never see my soul. I roll out my misery.
Dreams every night and every morning. They don't see this way I'm going.
I gotta go. It's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You would never see my soul. I roll out my misery.
And I wanna fly high to the sky. And I wanna fly high to the sky.
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more.
And more. At thesouth.com.
Thesouth.com.
You know who it is?
Thesouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community, and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
Yeah. That was the homie Tragic Hero. Song is called Where I'm Going. And you know where we're going with this. We're going to Yacht of That King. That's what we do with everything we do, man. And we got the homie Tony Stone with us right now. And my homie Kingdom 7, you with us too? You still with us, brother?
Still with you, brother.
All right, man. We're going to get on today's topic. Shout out to my sister, Erlene. She said, man, I want you to talk about the 10 virgins. The parable of the 10 virgins. What is it talking about? What can we learn from this? And man, we're gonna start it with the homie Tony Stone. First of all, with reading this story, how did this impact your life initially?
Ah, man, it's crazy. I mean, when you look at that text, I mean, there's a bunch of things. Like, now you're asking somebody who teaches the Bible.
No, that's cool.
I'm gonna try to give you a short answer on this. But wow, man, like the text itself is, you know, it's a string of parables, you know, where Christ is giving these illustrations. And one huge thing about this text is the sense of value and urgency as it pertains to the gospel and to the kingdom of God. All right, so you have this sense of there's the five foolish and the five wise, and to understand what Jesus is talking about in the whole foolish and wise, like who is the fool and who is the wise,
right.
And the whole point of this is that there is the wise are the ones who consider Christ in this text, the bridegroom, who consider him, and in considering him, there is a certain caring about the gospel. Hmm. Whereas the foolish are those who don't consider him and therefore don't care about the gospels. One of the dangers of looking in the parables is it's not drawing out like general like life wisdom. It's drawing out it's illustrating the gospel in a very unique way. So like when you look at like I'm looking at like Matthew's account, Matthew 25, you know, it's this idea of saying the wise answered, saying, since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him, that is the bridegroom Christ, to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. And there's this sense of there is an urgency, and there is an urgency to act upon the gospel. And the acting upon the gospel is to believe the gospel. Mm. That the ultimate, the epitome of wisdom is to trust Jesus.
Yeah.
The epitome of foolishness is to ignore Jesus. And so, like what you see in this text is a sense of value and urgency. If Jesus is really worthy, trust the gospel. And that's what you see in the wise virgins. The foolish virgins didn't see Jesus as worthy, and they didn't see any need to act upon this message of the gospel. And what's interesting, you can't help but ignore this language of marriage feast,
right?
This wedding feast, and Jesus illustrates heaven with this type of pictorial image a lot, like this marriage feast. A lot of times we don't think of heaven in terms of a feast or like a enjoyment or that type. Like we don't think in terms of that way. Like we're enjoying the fellowship and the union of Christ. Like there's communion and closeness.
That's good.
You know, that's why it was such a tragedy and such a scandal when you got your boy Judas sitting at the same table having a supper with Jesus, and he's going to betray Jesus. It's like, dang, like you having a with him, but you're yet thinking and plotting on how to kill him. Like, that's why that's a tragedy right there. That's why it's a scandal. But because there's something about the communing or having a feast with individuals that's supposed to be unifying.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be unifying, and we're all together sharing of the same food. The food that's sustaining your body is sustaining my body. Like, there's a oneness happening. And it's that basic principle of which Christ employs when he uses the Lord's Supper. It's the idea that we are coming together at the Lord's table and feasting together, and there's a corporate fellowship happening, and we're there's a unity. And so Jesus paints heaven like that. Like, heaven is this place where we're all feasting, and I think we need it from other places in the Bible. We're all enjoying, that is to say, Jesus. We're enjoying the fellowship of God, and we're doing it as a community of believers. And that's what's at stake. That's what's at stake when the gospel is ignored. What's at stake when Christ is not regarded as anything worth listening to, and when the gospel is not regarded as an urgent message of which we need to turn from our sins and trust Jesus, when that's ignored, that's what's at stake. The opposite is no fellowship with God, and the picture for that is fire, but it's worse than fire. You know, like, heaven is like a wedding feast, so to speak, but it's better than that. You know, and hell is like fire, but it's worse than that. And so, like, there's this sense of urgency. It's the gospel. Is that important? Jesus is that important? Foolishness is to ignore Christ. Wisdom is to consider Christ and to embrace the gospel. And, man, there is enough joy in looking to that wedding feast. There's enough joy to make you get up and move and be a wise individual that continues moving forward towards that hope. And that's what we all have as believers. We have that hope that one day we will be with Christ forever to behold his glory, to look at his glory. And it's going to just, like, blow our minds, and we're just going to be enjoying God forever with nothing blocking that, man. Like, that's the hope of the Christian, man. And, like, that type of hope produces a type of direction that says, look to Christ, love Christ, believe the gospel. And, you get that type of contrast right here in that parable.
Dope, man. I think he broke it down good, huh, Kingdom 7?
Yeah, he broke it down to the very last compound.
Yeah, nah. And I think, you know, there's some things that you said that we don't always think about when we hear the story of the 10 virgins, man. And me and Kingdom 7, we're going to talk about that in a hot second, man. We're going to go to another joint that you produced, man. I don't know if you're ready to let this one out, you know what I'm saying, but it's What I Am. Tell them about this song. I think this is the one with Jason, right?
Yeah, that's the Jason joint with R. Swift on it. Yeah, that track, I love that joint. It's just something about it that originally I made the track. I sent it to Jason, he worked on it, and then he actually sent me the acapellas back, because him and Swift wrote to the track, sent it back to me. Yeah. And so that's an example of a long distance actual production collaboration.
Yeah.
Where I just sent him the raw beat. He wrote to it, him and Swift wrote to it, recorded it, sent it back to me, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna throw some edits on this joint and do what I did. That's kind of the story behind that joint. I think him and Swift did really well at illustrating, like, man, look at the grace of God, man. Look, me then, me now. That's banging.
Now, that's what's up, man. So, look, we're going to go into this song. We getting it in with Tony Stone, man. Once again, these are some of his favorites. These are 3 out of 5. I said, man, T-Stone, send me the favorite joints that you wanted to work with or that you love to work with, and this is one of them. So this is the homie Jason featuring R. Swift, What I Am, and we want y'all to check this out on Yada the King Radio.
Thank the Lord for his redemption. Should have been me. Yo,
I come from a line of hustlers. Pops was in the streets of New York serving the customers. Till he became who he served, and the pleasure couldn't amount to the pain that he earned. I followed in his path, a bastard finding a father and the dudes who had the blocks on smash. My only identity was the sin in me, hitting me a god every step, chasing a penalty. Death in my tone, echoing my surroundings. My love for lust cried the river that I drowned in. A statistic in the making. My life was a lie, I was living just to waste it. Hell so close I could taste it. Played with the fire prior to me being made his. Shoulda, coulda, woulda been dead instead of me. But he crushed the fate that waited ahead of me.
See, I ain't always been who I am. Look into my past, see the sin in the man. Yeah, but he saves from destruction. Living in the grave and my ways were disgusting. I pray that you trust him. I ain't always been who I am. Look into my past, see the sin in the man. Yeah, but he saves from destruction. Living in the grave and my ways were disgusting. I pray that you trust him.
I came from the dungeon and it's smelly in the lion's den. Packaged up and shipped, the product of my environment. Environment producing me. Mom's high, pop's gone, that's the story. Usually there's no difference from you and me. Some OGs raised me, showed me how to package blow. Living life in sin, sin wasn't in the natty though. Yo, a young boy taking wrong steps. Couldn't hear the Lord's call like I was tone deaf. In love with the hood, and since the hood mirrored me apart from it, who would the person in the mirror be? Thought there was no fear in me, but scared to embrace change. Till the Lord's glory came and rocked me like a freight train. That's when grace came. What a great exchange. Took me from the broken blocks, placed me on a straight lane. Saved me from myself and the grave I was digging in. He laid in it for me, raised in, came to live in me.
See, I ain't always been who I am. Look into my past, see the sin in the man. But he saves from destruction. Living in the grave and my ways were disgusting. I pray that you trust him. I ain't always been who I am. Look into my past, see the sin in the man. But he saves from destruction. Living in the grave and my ways were disgusting. I pray that you trust him.
See, I'm often reminded when I was walking blindly, not thinking of living holy. You know me by smelling doughy. Wasn't a Christ pusher, I was a white pusher. Posted on death row for Doha all night pusher. I passing crack houses, handing out tracks. I was trapping for mad hours, trying to get stacks. Listen, not trying to glorify the life as I seek to remember. Just trying to show you through my sight, I'm the cheapest of sinners. Saw the price of his blood and seen all that I was. Was a mistake as I came face to face with Jesus' love. Got a glimpse to the Christ and fell in love with him truly. And came to find that the world couldn't match his beauty.
See, I ain't always been who I am. Look into my past, see the sin in the man. But he saves from destruction. Living in the grave and my ways were disgusting. I pray that you trust him. I ain't always been who I am. Look into my past, see the sin in the man. But he saves from destruction. Living in the grave and my ways were disgusting. I pray that you trust him.
listening blurs. Cause the people are perishing, lack of knowledge on earth. If you don't have a shepherd, then who you listening to? Yeah, yeah.
Proper Duck, my homie Fulfiller was like, man, we need to get that dude on here. He got super energy. So we trying to get him on. We working, trying to make it happen, Captain. You know what I'm saying? But right now we with Tony Stone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? One of the premier producers in Christian hip hop, right, Kingdom 7?
That's right.
So he gave us some of the out of the box experience as we talked about. But Tony Stone, for somebody that's like, man, I'm digging this guy's beats. You know, I'm digging, you know, his fellowship, the things that you've been sharing. How can they get a hold of you so they could be like, man, even if it ain't trying to get a beat, how can they get a hold of you? Where are you at on Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff?
Yeah. You can hit up my website, handsuponline.com. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter is at Tony Stone. Or you can look me up on Facebook. Just look Tony Stone up on Facebook and, look for there's a couple. Actually, I found out there's another Tony Stone who's a dancer, so I get a lot of his friends too, so I don't know. but look me up on Facebook. I think it's facebook.com/T-Stone Music, if you want the direct link on that. But look me up, hit me up. I'm always loving to chop it up with individuals and just get it in. So yeah, get at me.
Dope, man. So check it out. And what we always like to do, man, is there any pressing words that God has put on your heart that you want to share with the people? You know what I'm saying? We call it your last words. You know what I'm saying? Only on the Yada That King Radio. We understand that, you know, we praying that this ain't your last words. But what are some of the things that you want to share with the people as they're listening right now?
Wow. Can I keep it real? Man, I would say, love the people in your church that's to your left and to your right. No more of this individual Christian walk where you just ignore what's going on with people that see your left and to your right. Get involved in the lives of people in your church, younger people, people your age. Seek somebody who's older and more mature than you to disciple you. Don't just float and don't treat the church like just a spot where you just hang out at. Get plugged in, get fellowshipping, and most of all, in all that fellowship, remind people of the worth and treasure we have in Jesus Christ. That's probably the main thing pressing on me right now.
Cool. So get involved with your people at church, and just go to church, grow in church. That's what we say. Don't go, grow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's really what's up. Hey man, we enjoyed being with you. Kingdom 7, you got any last words you want to say to to Tony Stone?
Man, it was a blessing, man. It's good we got to get in, do some soul fishing with you, with the people out there in the live stream and out there on the podcast. We just thank you to have you in the community doing great music, bro.
Yeah.
Man, it's my pleasure. It's an honor. It's an honor. Thanks so much for having me on. Thanks everybody out there tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the love. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for your time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up, man. So you hear from the homie Kingdom, Tony Stone and Kingdom 7. Hey, man, once again, T-Stone, thanks for taking out time. Hey, God bless you, man. I know the wife might have some more food for you to eat. I know it's late over there, but, you've been with us for a minute. So you might be looking for some kids' snacks right now.
I think so. I'm about to hit those gummy bears up.
Okay. See, that's what's up, man. Hey, but thanks again, man. God bless you. Have a great day.
God bless, man. I'll take it easy.
Awesome, man. We just got it in with the homie, Kingdom.
Tony Stone.
Yep, that's right. Tony Stone. I was about to call him Kingdom 7. I'm slipping, man. Kingdom 7, cut me out, Kingdom.
I got you.
Now, we got it in with him, man. We was able to share some of the information that he's been going through and some of the things that he's been talking about. And I think it's important that we understand really what's going on as a Christian producer, as, somebody that's really seeking to get closer to God. We need to learn what's going on, man. And we're going to talk about this 10 virgins, too. As the homie Tony Stone broke it down, he broke it down. We're going to break it down. And it's very important that you understand how to rightly divide the word of truth, man. I think Kingdom 7, I think a lot of cats be reading scriptures and misquoting them and saying what they feel. You ever had experiences like that or even done it yourself?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Attorneys main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. Or to change your settings, press 4.
Kingdom, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's no problem. It was yes and yes. when I came into knowing God, I was quoting scriptures based on head knowledge, not knowing the spirit, that God was revealing to me, you know. And I'm reading the scripture off head knowledge and getting just a carnal understanding of it. And when I came to a brother or a sister that was had more wisdom in God, and I'm breaking this scripture down like I know what I was doing. I was saying it, and they was like, brother, that's not what that scripture really means.
Yeah.
If you're taking it from a carnal perspective, yes. But from a spiritual perspective, no. Hmm. And they really, it kind of checked me, on and said, oh, before I go out there really saying what I think is right, let me see if the spirit is going to tell me what's going on. And then the other person that I'm speaking with, that their spirit will confirmed with my spirit on what we're speaking on that verse or that subject.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up, man. So look, let's go to this song right now. This is Cam, the singer. His song is called My Eyes. We're going to hop into this on Yada Da King Radio. Let's check it out.
Let's get it.
I see the world now in a different way than I used to. So brand new, switched up my ways. They changed the game. I'm feeling good, y'all, in Jesus' name. I used to be the one in the back pew. Now I do what they do, with my hands up high, giving them praise, shouting his name.
It's Jesus, man.
I see much better, cause God is in me. Now I see the way that things are so clearly. My eyes have seen his glory. I put no one before thee. From the perspective of the vision, it comes from my eyes.
Selfish.
Now I love to give, I just can't help it.
Guess it's the Lord in me who opened my eyes. Now I can see who I really need to be.
Compassionate, unconditional, loving, just like Jesus Christ.
He lived his life so we can see the way that life is supposed to be.
Testament, God was, he was only available to the house of Israel. But you see, when Jesus came and died, something happened. The veil was torn, and it became available for anybody who will call upon
him. Yeah, life's the struggle, a constant battle, no raft to paddle. Try and keep my head above the water. Praise God that my past is what made me stronger. Since I took up my cross and I bear that armor. Never did feel good standing on them corners. Living all type of evil for the love of that money. Rude looks on my face, my mentality ugly. With a fornication problem like David to cover me. No feelings in my heart like my soul was numb. Kept the pistol in my bag, kissed the jackets would come. Moms tried to have me up in the church when I was young, but seeing the hypocrisy, I ain't want none. My spirit's on the run, it was headed for destruction. Trying to find me at a heavy street hustling, ready to deceive at a selfish greed. Money over women be the D-boy's creed. Quick to preach values I learned on the street by the dudes that I seen getting money off of D. Far from complete, though the money still came. All the things that I had couldn't bandage. diminish the pain. But things got strange, foul spirits, I could feel them. I heard Jesus calling, but I wouldn't get near him. Sipping on the venom, wasn't trying to change. So instead, I just told the inception of the game. East Palo Alto, I stuck to the cold. The product of his environment, I ran with the roads. Now I'm getting worn out, riding the broad road. And my lifestyle rapidly spun out of control. After a while, my spirit started grieving. My fugitive soul's been looking for completion. Never had a problem with living by hood politics. Pride and respect be the reason why we follow them. Pops used to tell me that tomorrow's never promised. It may be young now, but you'll know how much longer till your life's gone and the good Lord calls you. How would you respond with that burden upon you? I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I found. I was ready to drown. Sin had me tied and bound till Jesus came and turned my life around. Now I'm a prodigal of the scripture.
I am a prodigal of the scripture.
Now I'm a prodigal of the scripture.
I am a prodigal of the scripture.
Yeah, I'm a prodigal of the scripture.
I am a prodigal.
Yeah, I'm a prodigal of the scripture.
I am a prodigal of the scripture.
I am a prodigal of the scripture. A prodigal of salvation. Open epistle, read by the neighbors. Heck yeah, I'm thankful for the things he's done. So I let the praise roll off the tip of my tongue. Glory to the Father and the resurrected Son. And the Holy Spirit who descended like a dove. And dwelling all who confess a man's woe. When I came up out the world, it gave rest to my soul. Walking in deliverance, my spirit feels whole. After running to the cross, bowing to your bloody toes. Father, forgive me in Jesus' name. I had a false sense of honor, disguising my shame. I have sinned against you, against myself, and against heaven. I owe you my life, I am heavily indebted. 1 John 1:9, born with a blessing. You're faithful to forgive my sins if I confess them. And so I confess those deeds, the intentions of my heart. Can you wash them clean? Can you give me ears to hear and eyes to see? So I can discern these wolves who are disguised as sheep. He is not the same Cam that he used to be. These are not the same things that he used to speak. See, I'd rather speak life to edify the mind and tearing each other down from operating in pride. Jesus, I thank you for elevating my rhymes. This is your light, I'm just letting it shine. Cause you said you came to serve and not to be served. So I'm gonna use these talents to spread your word. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I found. I was ready to drown. Sin had me tied and bound till Jesus came and turned my life around. Now I'm a prodigal of the scripture.
I am a prodigal of the scripture.
Now I'm a prodigal of the scripture.
I am a prodigal of the scripture.
Yeah, I'm a prodigal of the scripture.
I am a prodigal.
Yeah, I'm a prodigal of the scripture.
I am a prodigal of the scriptures.
Father, I just pray right now for the eyes to be open, for the ears to be clear, and for the heart to be softened. That people will hear this and receive your message with power and authority. That Christians will begin to rise up and stand for the truth they know, which is in Jesus Christ, persuading others to him. Amen.
Dope, dope. That's the homie Cam, the product. You know, I had to throw both of the Cams together. You know what I'm saying? With Cam, the product, he's a West Coast rapper. But he's going to bring that theology still. You know what I'm saying? He got a good. Go check him out, man. I think his website is camtheproduct.com. If I'm wrong, you can go check me out on Facebook. I just posted something about dude. Go check it out. But here, this is what we doing, man. Me and Kingdom 7, we just got done building with the homie Tony Stone. We talked about what he ate. You know what I'm saying? We broke bread together in the scriptures. And we're going to talk about right now. What we're going to talk about, Kingdom, is...
We're going to talk about the 10 virgins.
The 10 virgins in the Bible, the parable of the 10 virgins. And before we just talk about it, I'm actually going to go ahead and read it. Is that cool with you, Kingdom?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, look, check it out. It says this. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. So already it's going to have to be a distinction. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out. Here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all of the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. No, they replied, there may not be enough for both of us. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in him to the wedding banquet. And the door was shut. Later, the others also came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Kingdom 7, man, what do you hear when you first hear that joint?
The first thing I hear when I hear that is always be ready, because you don't know your time.
That's right.
That's the first thing. That's the first thing. Neither no one knows their time or when their demise will come upon this earth. So always be ready.
Be ready always.
That's the first, always. That's the first thing that I feel I that comes to my heart on it. And as the brother Tony Stone broke it down to the very last compound again, that it's even like, wow, what else can you really say about it? But I'm going to throw a twist on it because it's a parable and you can get a lot of things from parables.
Yeah.
Well, my parable on it is, it comes to my mind of the parable when Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Okay. And what I'm getting at is, okay, is basically what I'm saying. Many are invited and will join in the wait for the bridegroom, okay? But few will actually remain to follow him to the feast when he comes.
Yeah.
So that's basically how I see it, as God placed it on my heart. It is short and to the point.
Right.
So just be ready, because we don't know what time that thy number is going to be called.
That's right.
And then we don't want to be thinking also, because all of them had the oil. And we don't want to be like, okay, yes, I'm a Christian, but am I living right and doing everything? Am I a carnal-minded Christian or am I a spirit-minded Christian?
Right.
And when we die and we think we're going to heaven and then we're going the other way.
That's good.
So that's my perspective on the parable.
Nah, dope, man. And just to jump piggyback on what you guys already said, you know, what we see here is, you know, they went out. Both of them went out together. They were fellowshipping. You can see that, right? They were all fellowshipping together. But five of them didn't bring enough. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have all. And you can look at it like, okay, they weren't prepared for this. You can look at it like, hey, they weren't. They were basically living for the moment. They had enough oil for just that moment. And we see the scriptures talk about that a lot. It's not just about when you get saved, but it's about enduring till the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
right.
We see that the wise, they had enough to take care of this whole trip, whether it took forever or not. You know what I'm saying? They had enough of this oil. I even heard that the oil represented the Spirit of God, which a lot of times when you see the oil in the Bible, it's talking about the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Back in the Old Testament, they poured the oil on the people to anoint them as kings, as prophets, as so you can see that some of these people had the Holy Spirit or had the oil, but at some point they stopped listening to the Holy Spirit or they rejected the Holy Spirit. You know, and that's the thing about the Spirit of God. He's going to tell you when to go. He's going to tell you how much you need to take. He's going to tell you all that if you're attentive to his voice. And we see that in there. But also, it just, you know, one thing that I would look at that some Christians would be like, wow, they said what? And that was when they said the foolish versions asked, can we have some of your oil? Our lamps are going out. And they said, no, you know what I'm saying? Because we ain't going to have enough. Now, what? Somebody is going to be flipping about that scripture like, dang, Christians ain't supposed to share. No, that's not what it's saying. But when it comes to being ready, we do have to share the gospel. You know what I'm saying? But we can't. What we see here is that we cannot share our salvation. We cannot share our relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you can kind of see there when it says, hey, they weren't able to share this, you know, because our job is to share the gospel. But when it comes time for the bridegroom to come take his church, he's looking for a church without spot or blemish, and he's going to take those that are ready. And if you're not ready, he's going to say, unfortunately, I don't know who you are, man. And we just got to be ready. I told my sister I was going to get on that topic because she asked me a few months back. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, man, my bad. So today we had to get on it. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to continue to yada the king with our lifestyles, man. I'm your boy, Don Christian.
And I'm your boy, the soul-saving DJ Kingdom 7.
That's right. And we keep it, Christ. Let's get out of here. I always got it. Like.
Yeah. Yada da.
Yeah.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, 'cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da. I always gotta keep my praise unique.
Yada da King Radio. Banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yada.king.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom, and stream from the Yada.King mobile app. We Yada.King.